Welcome to the Something Happened Talk Show, Seniors' Accounts of Overcoming Challenges, with your host, Dr. Veronica R. Lynch. Over the next hour, Dr. Lynch and her guests will recall epiphanous moments in their lives and maybe even inspire you to share your own. Now, here is your host, Dr. Veronica R. Lynch.
Hello, everyone. Hello, and welcome to our show, Something Happened, Seniors' Accounts of Overcoming Challenges. I am your host, Dr. Veronica R. Lynch, and I am so excited to be here with you. Thank you for tuning in, and for the next hour, I hope you find the show uplifting and empowering. Last week on our premiere show, something did happen. You know, in life, we prepare and plan for things that don't always work out the way we want them to. Last week, we had an amazing guest, Kelly Falado, but due to technical difficulties, we were not able to tell you how to contact or connect with her. So you can actually contact Kelly Falado at bookkellytospeak@gmail.com. Thank you. This week, we have another amazing guest, Anaïs Salas, who will be talking to us about the wisdom body, your key to self-empowered health and wellness. Anaïs Salas is the author of The Living Spiral of Transformation, Discovering the Hidden Powers in Your Diverse, Unique DNA. She shares the personal and universal living lessons that are key to her bliss awakening and lifelong spiritual journey of integration of expanding conscious awareness. Anaïs's mission is to guide others toward discovering and living through the magnificent and powerfully loving co-creative capacity that is each individual life. Salas focuses on divine feminine and divine masculine co-creation and supporting sacred union awareness through all levels of 15-dimensional energy body healing. A co-creative catalyst on the cutting edge of energy medicine, her healing results involve minimal use of hardware and technology. Salas's energy healing skills and results are medically verified. She is also a holistic product innovator. In 1991, in Moscow, Russia, Salas established her authority as an energy medicine practitioner by initiating an internship and collaboration with physicians and their seriously ill patients. Highlights of this first trip to Moscow are shared in a documentary about the value of being a hands-on healing team member with critically burned individuals and children with cancer. Since that time, Salas has facilitated workshops, retreats, and small groups energy medicine training in the United States and abroad. It is my pleasure to welcome you to the show, Anaïs.
Hello, Dr. Lynch. I'm really glad to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you. So let's start. Anaïs, please tell us a little bit more about yourself. Tell us about your story and what inspired your philosophy about your life and your mission.
That's a great question. I have been inspired most of my life by the element of curiosity and also by a sense of connection and pleasure in my body, with my life, and with the natural world, and with other people and experiences. I'm a very curious person, and it has served me very well. That was the basis on which I have formed the questions that we get around to, most of us, sometimes early in life, sometimes later in life. I got to my questions early in life. And by the time I was 19 years old, I was already married, I had a child, and I'd had several unusual experiences. And those experiences invited me to be curious about the unknown and what on earth was going on that I should be having out-of-body experiences or experiences of bilocation, of literally being in two places in one time that were verified. So those kinds of things led up to my attending a retreat in 1989. I took a week vacation from being a very busy court reporter specializing in environmental cases and medical malpractice. I had done that for several years, and I needed some time off because most of my work involved daily copy. So I had read a book by a man named Robert Monroe, Journeys Out of the Body, and I was really curious what could be the good and valuable purpose of having out-of-body experiences, because I wasn't interested in continuing with those journeys if they didn't have a real-world value. So I went to this retreat with that question in mind, hoping that I would get an answer or two. And I got the payload. I got the pearl of great price. I got the whole thing in one big shebang.
Wonderful.
It was wonderful. And because I'm curious and am not quick to judge, I let the experience just unfold without stopping it. And the experience was extraordinary. I opened up all of my energy centers at all 15 dimensions in one blow. I was shown literally hundreds of multiple incarnations and given to understand that these are all happening simultaneously. I came out of the experience, and this all took about, I don't think it took more than 30 or 40 seconds, really. I came out of the time matrix that I had been born in and was inserted in onto another timeline. Now, this was a very interesting experience because it had taken me 7 hours to drive to the retreat center. And I followed the same route home, map, everything. I did one stop at the Virginia roadside tourist because I was so disoriented from the experience. I didn't recognize anything. I was assured that I was on the right route. And I got home in 4 hours. So same route, same speed on the car, 3 hour difference in covering that same route. So that, of course, led to more questions and more curiosity. And 2 years later, I was working alongside hospitals and in hospital alongside doctors who were treating critical burn care patients and pediatric oncology. So I guess that's, I would say that's where curiosity can lead you if you'll follow your wisdom body.
Yeah, that's so wonderful. What an amazing story. And okay, so let's talk a little bit about the wisdom body. What is it? And how does the wisdom body contrast with Eckhart Tolle's concept of the pain body?
Well, I think that Eckhart Tolle has given us a very thorough look at the pain body. And what I have become aware of in my work is, where does that pain body come from? It comes from, let's just say, distortions in perception and in energy flows that we're all exposed to in life on good old planet Earth. And those distortions keep us from accessing the wisdom body and keep us focused on the pain body. So I would say that's the most important difference for me, is being able to switch our focus from constantly circling around, usually in reverse, in the pain body, constantly circling through our traumas that are kept inside the pain body by energetic dynamics and structures. And this is what I work with my clients and students, so that we are able to shift from moments that are uncomfortable and difficult, connect with our pain body, which is our entirely available living library of wisdom that we have access to when we open fully into it right here in very simple ways every day. So it's a very practical relationship. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't continue to rewound us.
Yes. And so what are the attributes or some of the attributes of the wisdom body?
One is a feeling of being completely aware of your physical self, feeling at home in your physical body, feeling that you belong right where you are, and the feeling that at any moment you can transition a perceptual experience that you're having. You can open to greater information that's available all around you with other people and the environment that you're in. And you can really receive this so that you're in the present state of now. The wisdom body keeps you in the now. And when you really get cozy with it, it can keep you moving forward with a sense of having a relationship practically of some things in your future. I'm going to give you a really very practical example of this. Yesterday, I was out with my family. We had gone to see a great movie. If you haven't seen the new Doctor Strange movie, go and see it. It's very exciting.
Okay.
It was wonderful. And then because it's getting hot here where I live, I had my son asked me, did we want to stop somewhere and try to pick up a fan for me because of my carbon footprint and I don't use an air conditioning anymore. And so I said, yes, I knew where I had seen one that was just pretty much what would do for me. And so I asked him to take me to a dollar store in my neighborhood. Well, he's so sweet. He went out of his way and took me to a dollar store that he and his family were more familiar with. And I was like, okay, we can, maybe they have them here. We'll walk around, we'll look. Well, they did not have any portable fans there at all. And eventually, after wandering up and down the aisles, I just knew this wasn't the place. So I confirmed that with the staff of the store, and they said, yeah, no, we don't have any of that here. And I said, great. So then I asked my son to please take me where I had originally asked him to take me. And we got there. We walked right in the front of the store was exactly what I needed. And not only was it there, but it was on sale.
Wow.
So these are moments. Now, that's a very small example, but there was another time when I was taking my entire family to Disney World for the Christmas break. Mm-hmm. We're on the plane from Philadelphia. Everybody's strapped in. We're in that pre-takeoff moment. And my wisdom body is telling me that the plane that we're on is not safe, that it has a mechanical problem. And I listened and I got up from my seat. My family was, we were sitting in different areas of the plane. I see we have a break coming up.
Yes,
shortly. But I went and talked to each of them. I said, we have to get off the plane. And they're like, what do you mean? I said, no, we need to get off the plane. The plane has a problem and we're getting off. We're not going to fly on this flight. And they know me well enough to know. And so they got up and prepared to leave. I went back to my seat to gather up my things. And I was trying to think of how I was going to get this to happen. Just say to the stewardess, we have to get off the plane. And I thought, well, one thing I could do is I could be sick. If I needed to, I would physically make myself throw up so that we could get off the plane. So we're all kind of moving down the aisle, and the flight attendant was wondering what was going on. When the captain came on the intercom system, he says, ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain. We have discovered that there's a mechanical issue with this plane, so we're going to ask everyone to deboard. and wait while we bring another plane to the gate.
Wow.
Okay, that's what your wisdom body can do for you and the rest of the people that you're associated with.
That's amazing. So we're going to be breaking in a few minutes for taking a small short break. But real quickly, how do you respond to guidance from your wisdom body?
I listen. It comes in as a feeling, hearing, knowing. It's perceptual. It's a hearing. It's now it's so well developed that it's audible. It's like a thought transmission. It's a feeling of a quality of connection, calm, excitement, and getting my attention so that I'm really listening inwardly. Then the information comes through. I'm able to take the energy because it is primarily an energetic transmission, an energetic cue first. And because I've worked with this for so long now, I'm able to translate that into a direct thought, a suggestion, a sense of direction. And as in that instance on the plane, you need to get off the plane.
That's fabulous. Wow, that is amazing. Okay, at this time, we will be taking a short break. And when we return, we'll continue our talk with our amazing guest, Anais Salas, on the Wisdom Body, your key to self-empowered living. We will be right back.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
If you are a senior and want to share with the world an epiphany you had, or want to hear the stories of others, you'll want to tune into the Something Happened Talk Show, Seniors Accounts of Overcoming Challenges, with your host, Dr. Veronica R. Lynch. Dr. Lynch and her guests will inspire you with their accounts of epiphanous moments in their lives. The Something Happened Talk Show, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Voice America programs are now available on your favorite connected device, including Amazon, Alexa, and Google Home. Through streams with Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, and iHeartRadio, listening to your favorite show is as easy as saying the show name followed by the word podcast.
Hey, Alexa. Play Finding Your Frequency podcast.
If that doesn't work, try adding on TuneIn or on iHeartRadio or on Apple Podcasts. Connect with us and we'll connect with you. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is on LinkedIn. Get the first word about happenings with the network, where our next live event will be, and what's up with our hosts. Look up Voice America on LinkedIn.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are listening to the Something Happened Talk Show, Seniors Accounts of Overcoming Challenges. If you have a question for Dr. Lynch or her guests, or you want to share your story, please join us on the show at 888-346-9141. That's 888-346-9141. Now, back to the show with Dr. Veronica R. Lynch.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Something Happened, Seniors Accounts of Overcoming Challenges, with our guest, Anais Salas, on the Wisdom Body, Your Key to Self-Empowered Living. So, Anais, how often are your requests for answers to problems met through a sudden insight or information synchronistically shared with you?
Every day, whenever I have a question, I get an answer. I literally get an answer within a minute or two, sometimes less. I'll tell you, just before we began the show, I'm getting ready. I'm doing some more writing. And so I was going to be reviewing some content, and I needed my little stand to hold up my printed pages, and I couldn't remember where I had put it. And so I thought, oh, where is that little stand? Immediately, the response, a visual image of where it was. And I've been looking and I'm moving things around, couldn't find it. And so I just went, oh, okay. And I went exactly, opened up that space, and there it was. So it can be like that. But earlier in my life, there was a time when I was 23 and I almost died from a systemic fungal infection. And that ultimately had created several problems in my body, one of which was secondary infertility. And I was heartbroken because I wanted to have a second child. Well, the wisdom body brought through the information of a technique for me to use to heal my body of two completely blocked fallopian tubes. I was given a visual journey. I was given instructions on when and how to use it. And I did this. I listened and I did this journey as directed 3 times for 5 minutes every day. And a year later, all of the scar tissue in both of my fallopian tubes fell out of my body very easily during a menstrual cycle. And I subsequently went on to have a second child, no complications at all with the pregnancy or delivery. When I was told if we had tried to do a surgical intervention on that problem at that time, there would have been a 20% less or less chance of success and a danger following the surgery of an ectopic pregnancy, which can be fatal. So that is the kind of relationship that you want to have, because it is literally your own body talking to you at multiple levels and exactly helping you get through a situation that in your heart you are longing to heal.
Wow, that is such an amazing story and experience there. And I love that how your body let you know what was going on and what you needed to do. That is so amazing. So how does your physical body feel when you use the keys to open access to your wisdom body so that it can serve you?
The one thing I will say is that to access the keys to the wisdom body, I have to move through any fear that I may be in. I have to calm myself. I use breathing to do this. I get very quiet. And then I go into the space that I know is my heart space. And I ask the question from my heart, not from my mind. And when I ask the question from my heart, the communication is very clear. My body feels very relaxed, and I am waiting for a flow of information to reach me, and I do not have a demand. I have to have it now. The relationship that I have with my wisdom body is that we are in such close communication that the information flows, and it's always been timely.
Wow. So it's almost like a moment-to-moment experience, being observant of what's going on every second or every minute of what your body is saying to you.
It's being in a relationship with my body that is very much about now. Now, now, now is always the foundation. And then other things that have to do with the mind, with planning, with schedules that we clock into the 24-hour clock, ride on top of the now.
Awesome. And how do you tell when and how you shut the door on the wisdom body?
That's really quite simple. What shuts the door to the wisdom body is fear. Using fear to go backwards in time to a past that is no longer relevant, or going forward in the future to a time that will arrive on a wave of fear, because that's where you are when you're asking your question. Mm-hmm. So it's important to take a minute to recognize what fear feels like in your body when you're thinking those fearful thoughts, and to sit quietly. And I teach this. There are many processes to release the fear, move it aside, transmute it, dissolve it, so that you can ask your question from a curious place, from an open heart.
Yes. Beautiful. And can you share one huge surprise and one huge disappointment in life? How did these experiences change your life?
Well, I've covered the one about being incredibly disappointed that I in the state of the now that I was in, that I was not going to be able to have more children. That was incredibly disappointing.
Yes.
A huge surprise was when circumstances in 1991 just showed up synchronistically, one after the next, so that I was able to connect with a group of people working in the international healing space that got me to Moscow, Russia, in the hands of absolutely surrendering and trust. I got off the plane. I didn't know anybody. I didn't speak Russian. I had gotten there. This was when we were still in the Cold War. I had gotten there using a tourist visa, because you couldn't just go. That was not something you could do. Everything just came together in a gorgeous co-creation for that experience. It was a huge surprise for me, huge, to find myself in that situation in a completely new country with so many people I had never met before showing up to support the mission. Mm-hmm. They all showed up.
Wow, that is incredible. So it's all about listening and adhering to what you hear or feel. And it's about listening to your body and really listening to the insights that it's teaching you, it's telling you at any given moment.
It's listening from the inside and following that listening outwardly on a path of trust and vulnerability so that life meets you to co-create.
Yes. Yes, and having faith in what you're receiving, what believing. What is your favorite childhood memory?
Oh, golly. Well, let me think about that for a second. One of my favorite childhood memories, I was a very odd child. There's no question about that. A very odd child. And fortunately, I had a family that was very, very tolerant of my oddities. And I learned, you know, after I was about 10 or 11, I just was like, just don't tell them. Don't tell them. It's more than they can handle. But one of my favorite memories is reading Greek mythology and corralling the kids on my block and in the neighborhood to do productions of the Greek mythologies live. And I would take the sheets from the linen closet in our house, and my mother was like, where are my sheets? And we would all be outside dressed in our togas, and I would have written the script and gotten everybody their roles, and we would do this with the seriousness of any Broadway show.
And the kids were participating in that. That's
we had a ball.
Ah, that's interesting. Have children. What ages were they, I guess?
The littlest ones would have been 7 or 8, and the oldest ones would have been 9, 10, 11.
Wow, that's awesome.
Let's go back here to the wisdom body. What support did you experience from a connection to your wisdom body?
Well, let's qualify that a little bit. Do you mean a person, the support of another person?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, there are several examples of that. One was meeting a stranger, a new person, at a weekend workshop that I had attended at the Omega Institute. She was from Virginia. And for whatever reason, at the end of the workshop, she came up to me and she said, you know, I'd like to stay a couple of extra days. I'd like to have a healing session with you. Is that possible? And I said, sure. So we arranged to do that. And then after she'd had a couple of healing sessions, she said, well, you know, I have a group of friends in Virginia back home who are really interested in this sort of thing. And one of them has a beautiful space. And if I got people together and we got the space together, would you come to Virginia and teach a course? You'd have a place to stay? And I said, sure, I'll come and teach a week-long basic training in energy, how we use our energy fields. And she, that was it. She went home. She absolutely took care of it. I showed up in Virginia, in Roanoke, Virginia. 10 people, they had all paid good money. We had a fabulous week together. And I left that week with enough money to fund my trip to Moscow, Russia.
Wow. That's powerful. And interesting. So how do you use the keys then to open access to your wisdom body so it can serve you?
It's, again, having a sense of clear intention.
Clear intention.
But not tight intention. Like it has to be done my way. Right? Mm-hmm. There's a difference between having open intention that invites other people to show up for you and having a tight intention that's sometimes associated with that thing called mindset. That means it has to happen my way. It can only happen my way. That's how you're going to shut that whole thing down.
Yes. And feeling that it has to happen in your time, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
If it doesn't happen, then something is wrong. And then we get all bent out of shape at times. Yeah, thank you for that. And I wanted to ask you, if you can share or name an important understanding that arose for you during the pandemic.
Oh, that was a really interesting time. I had a very different perspective because of my wisdom body of what the pandemic was about. Mm-hmm. Where it had come from, how it had gotten started, and what my response would be to my own internal information from the wisdom body. So that was one of the most powerful things for me to listen and trust and handle myself accordingly and make the decision that I wanted to make about my sovereign body and what I put into it and what I will not. And how to be in loving, caring communication and cooperation with people who made a different choice. That was the most powerful thing ever.
Wow, that is amazing. That's interesting because since the pandemic, I know many people are still struggling due to multiple losses and changes. And they find it difficult to find anything positive from the pandemic experience. So I wanted to ask you, what comments or inspiration can you share with our listeners about the pandemic experience in relation to the wisdom body?
I think for many people, they discovered they got to use their time differently. They had more downtime. Many people were working from home. They had more family time. They had an opportunity for more quality time if they could get past the fear of the kind of time they spent together, since many of them were cooped up together for, 2.5 years? How do you bring creativity in that situation when you're managing the fear, you're doing the things that you need to do to take care of yourself and allow change to come in. A lot of people dropped into the understanding that the work that they'd been doing, they didn't want to do anymore. Mm-hmm. Social relationships changed. Our relationship to grief in many instances was forced to change. There were many challenges, and we had the opportunity more than once to go inside and listen.
Yes, powerful. We are getting close to our next break. We'll be taking this short break, and when we return, we will continue to talk to Anaïs Salas, author of The Living Spiral of Transformation, Discover the Hidden Powers in Your Diverse, Unique DNA, and we will be right back.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN. Where can you listen to some of the world's top life coaches ready to dish out success tips and entrepreneurial guidance? The Voice America Empowerment Channel will do just that. Whether it's personal growth, building a better business, or inspirational life stories, make it a daily habit to tune into our programs. From weight loss and personal branding to law of attraction and increased happiness, you'll find it every day at VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
Have you become a member yet? Sign up now to become a member of Voice America. It's always free and easy. Plus, you get to take advantage of some great member benefits. Get unlimited access to millions of hours of on-demand content across all of our channels. Keep track of your favorite episodes, shows, and hosts in your own customizable library. Find out what shows you might be interested in based on your favorites. Plus, you get insider access with our newsletter. Membership gives you more. Sign up at voiceamerica.com and click register at the top right. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are listening to the Something Happened Talk Show, Seniors Accounts of Overcoming Challenges. If you have a question for Dr. Lynch or her guests, or you want to share your story, please join us on the show at 888-346-9141. That's 888-346-9141. Now, back to the show with Dr. Veronica R. Lynch.
Welcome back. You're listening to Something Happened, Seniors Accounts of Overcoming Challenges, with my guest, Anaïs Salas, energy medicine practitioner and holistic product innovator. Anaïs, you have had such a rich and amazing work experience. I wanted to ask you, what haven't you done in your life yet that you can see taken on in time?
That is a wonderful question. I have developed a product. It's a very innovative product. And what I am sending out my intention for is to have that product be available globally for people to use because it is proving to be quite powerful.
Awesome. Oh, what is your favorite self-care ritual?
My morning, I would say that it's a combination of a meditation because I use a particular piece of sound that I have embedded with energy. And so I sing. I have a quiet time. I tune into my energy field. I connect with the earth. And I sing.
I love that.
So what inspiration or wisdom can you share with listeners about self-care?
I think the most loving thing that we can do for ourselves is really listen to our bodies. They do tell us what they need. They will tell us when we need water, when we need food, when we need to take a stretch, when we need a hug, when we need to be curious and go and get a new book or make a trip to the library, when we need to connect with a neighbor. When we get that impulse, someone comes to mind and you think, oh, maybe I should call so-and-so, call so-and-so. That is such a great way to keep you connected with your now in your body, listening and listening and listening and listening.
Yes. Yes. I was thinking about your saying that you sing, and I was wondering what type of singing, what type of singing do you do?
The voice, you know, here, I'm going to share this with your listeners. This is really important. So listen up.
Okay.
Light can deceive. Sound does not lie. So for people who are in the area of working with consciousness and people who call themselves light workers, if you're not connected with the primal sound field, sound becomes before light. Without sound, there would be no light.
Yes.
And so using your voice and opening your throat chakra, and it doesn't have to be singing. I hum, I do all kinds of vocalizations, but I do have a particular piece of music that I use that I have developed over time now that is just, it's a tune-up. It's a sound tune-up. So search for some piece of music or some modern synchronized sound. I'd be very careful about that, that allows you to just connect to yourself and your body with sound. It's very good for all of your cells.
Yes, yes. And I love singing. I love the idea of just belting out a tune. And one of my self-care ritual is laughing. I love I love to laugh several times a day, and it just brings me so much joy and calm and peace. So thank you for that. I want to ask you also, what personage from the past would you love to interview?
Oh, I would love to sit down, actually a long weekend with Harriet Tubman.
Mm.
Yeah, this was a woman who really listened to her wisdom body, if you know anything about her and how she managed to deliver so many slaves into freedom. It was by deep listening, and for her, that incorporated the self-care ritual of prayer. So would I love to sit down and talk with her, because we're both all about freedom.
Yes, beautiful. And so let's move on. I wanted to move on to your book. What inspired you to write your book, The Living Spiral of Transformation, Discovering the Hidden Power in Your Diverse Unique DNA?
Well, the pandemic inspired that, because I had a lot of extra time on my hands. I was not able to travel around the world and offer retreats or lead live workshops, even here in Philadelphia. And so I had known for a while that I had some books to write. And it was like, you know, it was again, the wisdom body. Well, why don't you just sit down and get started and let's see how it goes? And it went. And so I got the book written and finished and self-published, and it's volume one, because there are 12 spaces on a living spiral, and I only covered the first few. So then volume two will cover from amazement, the spiral space of amazement, all the way through to radical gratitude.
That's amazing. That's beautiful. And how can listeners access your book?
It's on Amazon. You just look for the title and my name, The Living Spiral of Transformation. Anais Salas, and it is on Amazon. I would be thrilled if anybody was inclined to buy it and read it, because it's a kind of a sleeper. I haven't promoted it at all, and I think the people who need it will find it.
Okay, thank you. So being on the cutting edge, Anais, being on the cutting edge of energy medicine, can you share with us the holistic product or products of which you are the innovator?
Sure, I'm happy to do that. The product line is called Source Solutions Essences, and the essences are water that's been embedded with the specific frequency information that is particular to different body systems and different problems. For instance, I'm working with someone now who has been suffering with emphysema, COPD, and he was diagnosed at being the end stage of that. And he didn't have anything to lose. We had a consultation. He agreed to try my essences. And in the space of 1 month, he has gone from having to use oxygen to sleep to, we had a chat over the weekend, he spent 40 minutes walking around in the supermarket doing his shopping without using his oxygen tank at all. And he's been able to resume doing his normal activities without needing his oxygen, to the point where he might be eligible without having to worry about a new traditional medical procedure, which may help him even more. And so we've been documenting this result. I also have another essence that's proven to be very powerful with regard to quelling known antibiotic-resistant infections, such as MRSA and other organisms that are on the CDC's list of antibiotic-resistant threats.
Fantastic.
Wonderful. Yeah, it's exciting. I'm ready. So if anybody out there is listening and you want to invest in a product of the future, get in touch with me.
Yes. And how can people connect with you?
Okay, this is a mouthful. My email is accelerated.conscious.evolution@gmail.com. And you can also check out my YouTube channel under that same name, Accelerated Conscious Evolution, and also my website.
Great. Thank you. Now, I understand you have a special giveaway for our listeners. Can you please tell us about it and how can our listeners access it?
I do. If you'll just email me with your request, I will send you an audio of one of my wonderful journeys that you may find really is a great tune-up for body, mind, and spirit. It's about 10 minutes long. It's not that much to take a few minutes, and I'd say try it and see how you feel after you use it.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you so much for that. I just want to thank you, Anais, for sharing such a special giveaway. And also thank you for being our guest and for sharing your light with us today.
And my sound.
And your sound. Right. Absolutely.
And my heart. And my heart.
And your heart. It's all felt. And the beautiful light that you are shining and the work that you are doing is so amazing. Thank you so very much for
A pleasure. Thank you so much for asking me, Dr. Lynch. I know we'll continue to be in touch. And thank you to anybody who's listening and enjoying. And take the world with both hands. Live it and love it.
Thank you. Miguel Ruiz, who is the author of The Four Agreements, he said, go inside and listen to your body, because your body will never lie to you. Your mind will play tricks, but the way you feel in your heart, in your guts, is the truth.
So it's been absolutely. Wow.
It's been such a delight to be here with you today. Thank you for being here and sharing this adventure. We have a great lineup of guests who will be on our show
So I hope you tune in next week when our topic will be earn six figures with a 60-second elevator pitch. If you enjoy today's show, please tell other people so we can grow this community. So you've been listening to Something Happened, Seniors Accounts of Overcoming Challenges with your host, Dr. Veronica Lynch. So until next time, live, laugh, and be happy.
Thanks for listening to the Something Happened Talk Show, Seniors Accounts of Overcoming Challenges. We hope we have inspired you with our stories today. Until the next time we share, have a wonderful week.